A new book states this. Was Jesus Christ really the Son of God? Did he really rise from the dead after 3 days, as he himself predicted he would? There are so many issues to consider here, too many to fully address in a brief summary. But what if there were something, some relic, some artifact that could shed some light on this entire situation? What if there were some item, some piece of proof that could show us a record of something that occurred? We already have that item. It is the Shroud of Turin. These are quotes from a brand new book called The Shroud of Turin, The Perfect Summary for Everyone. It is by Dr. Kenneth Stevenson and Dr. Brian Dorley Worrell. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And right now, Dr. Kenneth Stevenson joins us on the program. It's great to have you on the program. Thanks again for joining us.
It's always great. It's a blessing. I can't thank you enough for having me.
Sure. And tell us a little bit about your own background, especially how you were a part of that group of scientists that went over in 1978. 40 scientists who looked at the Shroud, up close and personal for several hours in a row.
Yes. Well, I was on the faculty at the Air Force Academy, which I graduated from in 1969. And I was in a carpool with several other professors, and we had a discussion about that very thing. Was Jesus real? Well, one of the professors happened to be agnostic, and he opined once the Shroud was brought up, and the other three of us had heard of it but didn't know that much about it, although two of them had already begun to look at some of the evidence on the Shroud. And he said, well, has it ever been tested? Has it ever been shown by testing? And, of course, the answer was no. That group of four carpool members became the foundation stone of what became known as the Shroud of Turin Research Project. As an English professor, I was selected to be their spokesman and editor. I edited the papers that we presented to the Italian authorities in our quest to get permission to actually study it hands-on. And each of the guys knew people in their fields of expertise that would be the type of and level of, you might say, qualified individuals to actually test it. And that's how STIRP was born, and that's how I became a part of it.
Wow. Okay, and let me just go ahead and say this, because I think it's important to just kind of lay a few groundworks here. The Shroud of Turin, which is a linen cloth 14 feet by 3 feet, contains the image of a man who was badly scourged, was crucified, wore a crown of thorns, and was stabbed in the chest with a Roman spear. It is purported to be the burial of Jesus Christ, the burial cloth of Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Stevenson, whom we're talking with right now, he participated in the scientific study in October 1978, along with 40 space-age scientists, most of whom were American, and instead of proving the Shroud to be a fake, as they expected to happen in about 10 minutes, they have still been studying it all these years later, and they did say this, quote, "It is not the product of an artist." So, Dr. Stevenson, what was it that that really compelled these scientists to say, you know, there's something unusual here in this particular piece of cloth?
Actually, Jerry, it was the totality of what we discovered. It wasn't any one thing. There were several things that stood out. The fact that it is three-dimensional. The fact that it is superficial. By that, I mean it's only on the upper curved surface of the fibers of the threads themselves. Those fibers are about the thickness of a hair on the back of your hand. The fact that it is stable in every place that we studied it. Water doesn't change it. Heat doesn't change it. So many different things. The fact that we cannot reproduce it. We have tried. Someone even had cadavers with body oils and things like that. Just an attempt to come up with a natural explanation. There is none. This is a man who was crucified precisely in the way the Gospels describe. And more importantly, they describe a death form that wasn't invented until 600 years after David prophesied that death form. Amazing.
Okay, what you mean by this is the idea that in Psalm 22, David talked about, you know, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's Psalm 22. And he says, a band of evildoers has surrounded me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. But going back to the shroud itself, many people, Dr. Stevenson, dismiss the shroud because they say, well, the carbon 14 dating that happened in 1988 disproved it. They said whatever it was, it had to be a medieval forgery. It couldn't have been the real thing. Your comments.
Well, here's the problem. That carbon 14 dating, first of all, violated all of the protocols which we, as the only scientific team that ever studied the shroud, had set for carbon 14. Second of all, it wasn't a double-blind study, which is standard in science. Third of all, there is a new book which I was privileged to write the foreword for called The 1988 C14 Dating of the Shroud of Turin, A Stunning Exposé, emphasis mine. And it is a stunning expose. The thing that went on behind the scenes and how they knew and how they did not have a double blind and how they saw the samples when they were taken and how they chose a sample from the worst possible place. That is to say, a place proximate to a severe fire damage that occurred in 1532. And as a matter of fact, scientifically, we now know that they dated cotton fibers that were woven in after that fire. And so it is expected that they would get something of a medieval date. They also didn't let you know that there were dates that they didn't include. They didn't include dates that were older and further away from the fire damage area. So it was really a big scam, and in my opinion has done severe harm to the case of the shroud to all who believe it. That's why I'm glad that book is out there by Joe Marino.
Okay, now this book that you have done, which you've co-authored with Dr. Worrell, okay, this book called The Shroud of Turin, The Perfect Summary for Everyone. What do you feel that you're basically trying to kind of, in effect, make the case for The Shroud of Turin, including, you know, that the carbon 14 part was wrong?
Right. Well, here's the thing. As we see what's going on, not only in our nation, but literally around the world, and Brian and I connected when he was told to review my book as a part of his program, a doctoral program, and it was suggested he get in touch with me. And we both started thinking, how can we impact the world with what we have seen? Now, I'm convinced in my heart, Jerry, I know you know this, I'm convinced that this is the real burial cloth of Christ. But also, as I've spoken around the world, when I speak, I say, if you leave here and you don't believe that, I'm fine with that. But if you leave here and you don't know what it cost Christ to go to the cross in your place, I won't be fine with that because I'll fail to do my job. We wanted to write something that everyone, and especially young people who are so turned away from church and religion and specifically the Christian faith, would have something to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe I need to re-examine what the evidence might actually be. Maybe I need to look at the scriptures. How in the world did so many things prophesied thousands of years ago come to fruition in a linen garment that wasn't even understood until this generation?
All right, now here's an actual quote from this is the official statement issued by the Shroud of Turin Research Project. We can conclude for now that the shroud image is that of a real human form of a scourged, crucified man. It is not the product of an artist. The bloodstains are composed of hemoglobin and also give a positive test for serum albumin. Any comments on their summary statement?
Yeah, I think it's excellent. And one of the things that people need to understand is that positive test for serum albumin means that the man was deliberately tortured. It also gives us evidence for why the bloodstains retain their red color, because the bilirubin would be increased once you go through that kind of trauma to the body. So unlike some bloodstains, which would just normally be natural bloodstains, they don't darken with age. There's too much bilirubin in them. The other thing about that is you mentioned the fact that so many of the scientists are still involved all these years later. That's why so many of them actually felt that it would be a quick trip, that we would find out how it was faked. And when they got in that room, Jerry, when we were standing in that room, in fact, I remember before the shroud was brought to us, it was the last day of the exposition, and I was standing with one of the scientists, a chemist of great stature, who later demonstrated that the test was done on cotton and not on linen. And we both looked at it, and without even thinking about it, we looked at each other and said, that's it. That's it. There was something about it that was so overwhelming. The Channel 2 New York newscaster who was sent to do an investigative report was in the building that night. He later wrote a report that as he sat there and looked, something convicted him of his own sin and his own need to repent. And he came back and gave an incredible report, opened up his kimono, so to speak, and let the people know, look, I'm a sinner, I'm a spouse abuser, I'm an alcoholic, but when I went in that church and saw that cloth, it changed my life. Incredible. And a lot of people have had that impact. I gave a talk, Jerry, in Maine. I was literally ready to walk away from the shroud because so many unfortunately, some of them were Christian brothers that I used to respect, but they became trolls over the fact that I studied the shroud and that I had a Catholic background. And so I'd gone to Maine to get away, and they asked me to speak. And when I got up and I was showing the slides, I showed the scourging, and at that time I quoted the scripture, by his stripes we were healed. Jerry, I'm not lying. A woman jumped to her feet in the middle of that meeting and said, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Come to find out, she had suffered from crippling arthritis for years. But when she saw the stripes and her heart and her mind connected with the promise of healing, she received it.
That's amazing. You know, earlier today when I was researching for this particular segment, I felt like, wow, I'm beholding the face of Jesus Christ. I'm serious. You know, it was one of those images in your book, but the image in the shroud is light reversed. In other words, it's like a photographic negative. Now, I want to quote you here. Yes. This is from your new book. For over 40 years now, I have seen otherwise educated people virtually twist themselves into mental pretzels to avoid the logical conclusions that are presented when all of the facts concerning the shroud are known. At times, the self-deception is unbelievable. So let us first review the facts as they are known. That's what you write in your book. And then, and by the way, is this book free for avail? Is it available for free as an ebook?
We have made it free all around the world. We're believing God to actually be able to print free copies at some point. We're trusting God to make a provision for that. But in the meantime, they can download it free. And Jerry, I'm happy to report 22 days after we made the announcement and released it online for the first time, it has been downloaded in over 34 countries, many of them Muslim countries. I'm so excited about the potential of the gospel going into the 1040 window. I'm blessed by it.
And the website for that is what? TheShroudOfTurin.org?
Yes, TheShroudOfTurin.org/freebook.
Okay.
And it will always be free. We have no intention of offering it for sale ever.
We have 45 seconds left. What would you like to see happen in the body of Christ? Basically, it's almost like, okay, there's this great piece of evidence there, but for some reason, a lot of people just ignore it because of their prejudging of it, their prejudices.
I would like the body of Christ to look at the facts and make an honest decision. Don't go by what you've heard. Don't go by what you've been told. Maybe even read in the newspaper, for example, you mentioned the carbon dating. But look at the facts and then think about those in your family, in your neighborhood, in your workplace that don't know Christ, that are agnostic, that are atheistic, that say, if God is real, why doesn't he show me? One of our scientists basically said that. He had a great role to play.
We have 10 seconds.
He said, if this is real, God should show me. And God has shown him. He's now committed his heart to Christ.
TheShroudOfTurin.org for more information. Dr. Stevenson, thanks so much. All the best.
Jerry, thank you again for having me. God bless you, my friend. It's a great privilege.